April 26, 1899. The souls who are detached. Today, while my loving Jesus was making himself seen, it seemed to me that he was sending me many flashes of light, which penetrated through the whole of me, when, in one instant, I found myself outside of myself, together with him. And the confessor also was there. Immediately, I prayed my beloved Jesus to give a kiss to the confessor, and to go into his arms for a little while. Jesus was a child. To make me content, immediately he kissed the confessor on his face, but without wanting to detach from me. I remained all afflicted, and I said to him, "My little treasure, my intention was for you to kiss not his face, but his mouth, so that, touched by your most pure lips, it might be sanctified and fortified from that weakness. In this way, it will be able to announce your holy word more freely, and to sanctify others. Oh, please, I pray you to make me content." So, Jesus gave him another kiss on his mouth, and then he said, "I am so very pleased with the souls who are detached from everything, not only in the affect, but also in the effect, that insofar as they keep stripping themselves, so does my light keep investing them, and they become just like crystals, which are such that the light of the sun finds no impediment to penetrate inside, as it does with buildings and other material things." "Ah," he then said, "they think that they strip themselves, but instead they come to be clothed not only with spiritual things, but also with the corporal, because my providence has a care all particular and special for these detached souls. My providence overshadows them everywhere. It happens that they have nothing, but they possess everything." After this, we withdrew from the confessor, and we found many religious people who seemed all to have their goals set on working for a purpose of interest. Passing through their midst, Jesus said, "Woe, woe to one who works for the purpose of gaining money! You have already received your recompense in life.